gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles is...
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your training questions and your reptile questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat... And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will love. Mine do. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, or you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats have teamed up with us here at Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. And these are for Good Pets Foods treats and supplements. Don't forget, join us on the tropical vacation next year in October for the tropical Costa Rica. Find out more information at Colette at 1-800-581-8942. And by the way, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Tell Alexa to tune into us at CRN4 TuneIn. And also, click on the button Listen Live at TalkinPets.com. This is... Talkin' Pets.
We walked these very beaches. We were men of modest means. But who knew then that we would end as commoners and thieves? All the dying children, we were not softened by your tears. And to all our dead and fallen foes, who knows more where the cold wind blows? Such a finer place. Every man who has ever known, though these streets are not lined with gold, I'll never find a better grace. The winds that blow from Africa, they seem milder these years. Changing times like cheap red wines can do much to calm your fears. To all our friends and lovers, you were wrong by our fears. And to all those hardened hearts, things we would never part with the gold. And now young men have raised their sails, there are no more Spanish gales. The knives they forge are not made of stone, no more ivory-handled sword. And the rum that they drink, I think, is made by monks in northern Wales. While old pirates just writ and rage about their fathers' ancient tales. Our fallen comrades, there is no eternal rest. just to hold the cross of gold has led you to your death. To all the mates and the pursers who are damned before their time, and to every ship that sails these seas, years gone by, strange tides of these, with each prevailing gale. And to every man I will never know, though these streets are not lined with gold, I'll never find a better grace.
Hello, this is Sid Caesar, talking to Talking Pete's John Patch. And take care of the animals. They love you.
Talking Peeps?
You know, I remember that day. We were in a green room together, and I'm like, did you mean to do that? He's a comedian.
Yes, he is.
You remember him from Greece?
I do. Oh.
Yeah, he played the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your music, another one of your
yeah.
songs. So
right.
people can find your music at
GEZASANI.com. And we are working on a brand new album called Merchants and Mercenaries. And I know people have been waiting for a long time, but I've got a good band going now. We just recorded the rhythm tracks to it. We've got some lead guitar work on there. My wife's starting to do some cello work. It will be out March 1st.
Right before
my finally, birthday. March 1st, Merchants and Mercenaries will be available to buy and listen to.
So it's like a very dark album.
No, it's actually a very nautical album. So it's about, you know, a lot of pirate stuff, and that one's not from there, but yeah, a lot of pirate stuff in it.
So GEZASANI.com.
And you can see information about the album and also when we're playing.
And you're the snake expert, so if people want to find out information about
Lost
snakes,
World
or
Reptiles.
If they're looking to maybe buy one?
Yeah, LostWorldReptiles.com.
All right, cool. Preferably one that doesn't bite.
Well, again, you know, and we don't promise that. You know, every now and then I've had people come and say, it bit me. It's like, well, you know, we promise they're healthy. We promise they eat, but we don't promise they don't bite. That's up to you to work with your animal.
Yeah, you just got to get them familiar to you and so on and so forth. Do snakes smell?
Well, they bring in particles with their tongues, and that helps to enhance their smell, yeah. So they smell both with their nostrils and with their tongue.
So would they eventually understand that, okay, I got a snake off of you and it bit me the first couple of times, but then after I handled it more and everything, that it got familiar with
it,
my sense.
Yes. It'll get familiar with your scent. It'll get familiar with your exact body temperature. We all have unique body temperatures when you go down to the nth degree, and snakes' tongues are capable of actually telling that difference in heat. So they'll recognize you by your body temperature. They'll recognize you by your smell.
So they'll become more comfortable
with
you. They
will, absolutely. And they'll be more comfortable with everybody once they realize they're not going to get eaten.
So you brought today with us a
Honduran king snake that does bite, but as you can see still, there's no blood.
And the king snake gets about how big?
This will get about 6 feet and about big as a half dollar.
And
round as a half dollar.
The bite would be a lot more hurtful.
And then those, yeah, the bite, it still wouldn't cause you any kind of damage.
So they're not,
but it would bleed
not,
a lot. They're not venomous in
not
any way.
Venomous.
No.
What's the difference between when somebody says venomous and poisonous?
Well, because there are no such things as poisonous snakes. They're all either venomous or not venomous. Poison is something which you eat and react to. Venom is something that gets put into you and creates the venom's a protein. Whereas poison can be anything. Poison can be anything that adversely affects your body. Whereas a venom is usually a protein. It's a toxic protein that gets injected in you.
Do most like veterinarians carry like for rattlesnake? But
no.
Yeah, anti-venom. I heard it's very expensive.
It is,
and it doesn't last long.
It's very expensive. It doesn't last long, and also when you get bit by a snake, if you need the anti-venom, there's a high danger of people being allergic to the anti-venom, and people die from the anti-venom. But the problem is, there's no reason to test you because without it, you're going to die. So they might as well give you the chance. So there's a high level of bad reactions to antivenom.
And people still, I mean, I've heard this, I know you don't sell them, but people still, like, sell venomous snakes.
Yeah, there's some beautiful venomous snakes.
And, oh, they're gorgeous, but it doesn't mean I want to have one in my hand.
Well, but if somebody's taking the proper care, and the people who do that, you got to remember they're milking these snakes, they're studying for medicine, there are medicinal purposes that have come from
venom. Well, I get that, and so, I mean, I understand that, but I mean, to buy it as a pet, why?
And you can't devenom them. People have tried that, but for a snake, their venom is part of their digestive process. if you take their venom away from them, they can't digest food and they die.
Oh, wow.
So you can't, you know, people try to, you know, take their venom glands away and it doesn't work. The snakes never live very long. People have tried that. I don't recommend that.
Devin, what makes you so afraid of snakes?
I've just always been afraid of snakes, so...
The poor man was in terror over here.
I was actually not in terror because he didn't really lunge at me with snakes because that has happened to me in the past. So,
It's from the Bible, man. They get a bad rap right from Genesis. I mean,
well, they had the lady with the snake heads and everything, and you know,
Medusa.
Medusa, yes.
Medusa. I forgot. Well, Medusa would scare me if she came around too. So, hey, we're taking a little break. If you've got a question, comment, or story, pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. Name That Animal Sound is coming up.
To grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Vampire bats have become such specialized blood suckers that they metabolize their food more like some blood-feeding flies than any other known mammals, a new experiment shows. The common vampire bat doesn't stick to flying for moving around. It also scurries along the ground and targeting cattle, horses, and other mammals to steal their blood. Thus, researchers who are curious about what fuels these animals use and coax these vampire bats at least for a little while. They run on these bespoke for bats treadmills, of all things. A substantial portion of the carbon dioxide the bats exhaled during a workout, up to 60%, came from metabolizing fuel other than the carbs or fats that typically power a running mammal. The team reports November 6th in Biology Letters. Instead, much of the energy the bats were using came from their high recent protein meal of cow blood. The gases contained in the telltale traces from the amino acids and the building blocks of these proteins. Another clue to the fuel runner is using the ratio of carbon dioxide exhaled to oxygen used. It stayed steady as researchers pushed the treadmill pace from walking to running. That steadiness is a sign that bats weren't fueling their exertions the usual way that mammals do. Gas ratios typically change as exercise gets more strenuous and mammals shift from burning mostly lipids to relying more on the carbs. The discovery means that vampire bats power along in large part by metabolizing a recent blood meal, much like blood-feeding tsetse flies are some female and therefore blood-sucking mosquitoes. That's a first for mammals, thanks Ken Walsh, an ecological psychiatrist at the University of Toronto. He did these experiments along with psychologist Guileo Rossi, now at the McMaster University of Hamilton in Canada. The basic bat chemistry isn't that unusual. In most of us mammals, Welch says, most of us have a biochemical pathway that can break down the amino acids, and they use them for fuel and other uses. But they're built to slowly churn in the background. This fuel source might matter to hibernating bears or overwintering penguins, he says, because these extreme examples, and even the penguins and bears, are not using the amino acids the way they should in ingested meals and only minutes before. The vampire bat blood diet seems relatively poor in the kind of nutrients that let most mammals build up their stores for conventional mammal fuels such as lipids. So it makes sense to Welsh that the ancestral ability to use sugar byproducts and fats weakened over time in vampire bats. Yet such heavy reliance on the amino acids, which aren't as easy to come by, means the bats may be susceptible to starvation. These bats do get thirsty very often. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Gino Sassetti.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what animal makes this sound, we're going to send you out a product of your choice. You can go with a dog book, a cat book. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood.
About reptiles.
And we also have a turtle pendant. And we do have the collapsible water bowl that you could take with you anywhere from Talkin' Pets. It comes in four different colors. We also have from Vitacraft, we have Lick and Lap, which is the creamy paste taurine snack. We also have the purr sticks that you can, they're kind of like a stick, and then you break them and give them to your cat that way. We have from Good Pets Foods, we have Hip and Joint Plus, multivitamin and probiotic that we'll send out to you to try. They are supplement treats. We also have an easy walk, no pull harness for a 15-pound dog. The color is raspberry and gray. And we do have nail caps for your cat in medium, and the color is blue. And we do have a calendar for 2025, and it's called Songbirds from pageaday.com. So, name this creature.
Sounds like a bad, scary movie.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like you when you look at a snake.
Oh, no, that's not like that. There's some words that can't be said on the radio.
So what creature is this? You will find them on land and water.
So it's not the vampire bat. It's
not the vampire bat.
It's not a vampire bat, okay.
So if you know what creature that is, pick up the phone and give us a call, but that's what they sound like. And you'll find them on land and water, and they are known as one of the world's biggest architects. So, what creature is that? 818-818-6401.
That should have given
away. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, as well.
818-818-6401. Call Sydney. Tell her you want to take a guess, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. But that's what they sound like.
Sound like Jerry Mathers.
They're kind of cute. I know, and I used to be a hunter up in Pennsylvania. We used to see them out on the water sometimes.
Yeah.
And they have huge tails.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and that's like a warning sign.
People trap them. Pennsylvania, they are heavily trapped.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big-time trap animal for pelts. Back in the day, this is back when I was a kid. I have a feeling that's probably not done as frequently anymore.
Well, they are known as one of the world's biggest architects out there, so in the wild, that is. 818-818-6401. What is it that makes that sound? 818-818-6401. So, on the snakes, why is it when you watch a show, like Naked and Afraid, and all of a sudden they're hungry, and they kill a snake, and even though the snake is venomous, they still eat it?
Well, yeah, because the flesh isn't venomous. Rattlesnake meat's actually pretty popular. I've never had it, but I know people who have. The venom glands are up around near where their head is. It's in their head. So if you chop off the head, the venom isn't all over their body. It's particular in a gland that's right where the fangs are, to be injected by the fangs.
I'm glad you answered that for me, because I always wondered when I watched those shows, all of a sudden I'm like, it's venomous.
See, again, the difference between venomous and poisonous. If they were poisonous, then yes, the meat would be not edible.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be throughout the whole body.
Right. If it was a poisonous animal, you couldn't eat it. But it's a venomous animal.
You can.
Now you don't want to eat the venom.
So this way, if I'm naked and afraid out there, I know I can
eat. You can
eat
a
rattlesnake.
Yes, okay. You can. No problem.
Hey, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to know what creature that was, makes that sound. And you do find them on land and sea, and they are one of the world's biggest architects. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And Veterans Day is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
So happy Veterans Day, and thank you to all the soldiers out there.
Absolutely.
All the men and women that keep us protected.
Absolutely.
Calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed
by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads.
And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, A place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
What is your life? Has your mind been very restless? Do others turn to you for hope, or do they turn the other way? Does it really matter anyway? And well will you know, for it's colder than the winter. You know it's not for peace of mind, and you know it's not for gold. Does the spirit fight not willing to grow old? Then you know it never can remain the same, and all the difference in the world, all the players, all the masters of the game. How will you know? Are you wiser than the elders? Tell them they're too old to know. Will you tell them they're too young? Is the spirit finding freedom to go on? Then you know it never can remain the same, and all of the difference in the world, all the players, all the masters of the game. Then you know it never can remain the same, and all of the difference in the world, all the players, all the masters of the game. And how will you know? Are you wiser than the elders? Tell them they're too old to know. Will you tell them they're too young? Is the spirit finding freedom to go on? Then you know it never can remain the same, and all of the difference in the world, all the players, all the masters of the game.
Here on Talking Pets, we can answer all kinds of questions. Here's one example.
Thelma, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I want to thank you for your program. You've helped me so much in the past.
Thanks, Thelma.
You can help me now. What kind of noise does a possum make or a raccoon make? Well, that's about what you said.
No, that was Pat. That's his mating call. I mean, that's not a raccoon.
I always loved that one. That's one of our old producers, Pat. So, an endangered baby Siamang was born at Zoo Tampa early last week. A Siamang is a black-furred gibbon, which is a type of ape native to the forests of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand. The baby was born to mother Hutan and father Sensi. The gender is unknown, but the gibbon joins 3-year-old sister Kazuki at the zoo.
Zoo staff said it will be a few weeks before the gender is known, but they are happy to announce that both mom and baby are doing well. The entire Zoo Tampa family is very excited about the expansion of the Siamang family, said Chris Massaro, chief zoological officer at the zoo. Siamangs are endangered, so every birth is extremely important and a sign of hope for the species. The baby is doing well, and guests visiting the zoo may be able to take a glimpse of the new arrival in the coming days. The animals are the largest of the gibbon species. They form extremely tight family bonds, and fathers play a significant role in raising the young, unlike many species in the wild, according to the zoo officials. They are partly known for their calls, where their inflatable throat sac aids in amplifying the calls. Siamangs are listed as an endangered species by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Their population is decreasing because of forest conversion, mining, road construction, and hunting, among other factors. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news. And join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Called Do the Ape. And the funny part is that you would think, why would they pick an ape song to go with the Siamang?
Because it is an ape.
100% correct.
Of course.
Some people would look at a gibbon and, you know,
think it's a
family,
monkey.
Yeah, and yeah, think monkey. No, but it's not a monkey.
No,
it's an
not.
Ape. It's part
it
of
is.
The ape family. So, and you got to do the ape. So, we still want to know what creature this is that makes this noise.
That is not an ape.
It sounds like your child when you don't give her what she wants.
See?
And it is not an ape.
See, my daughter sounds a whole lot different.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard this sound before. So if you know what it is, we did say they spend time in water and on land. They're a great architect. And?
And Jerry Mathers is very fond of them.
A big clue right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Jerry Mathers is very fond of them.
But you got to remember the show from what year? 60s?
Oh, the 50s. No, it's just the 50s, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go, memory lane again.
You got to just leave it.
Yep. Yep. What year were you born?
I am actually younger than the show. I was born in 1990, April 10th.
1990.
April what?
April 10th.
April 1990. 10th? 1990. So you're a couple of days older than the show.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I started no. the show in 1990.
April. 8th.
April.
I thought it was April.
Oh,
was it April 8th? Right?
1990, April, whatever that first Saturday was.
Yeah, it wasn't April 10th. So the show's older than me.
So you start slightly. Grooming these you start grooming these producers early, you know.
Apparently young.
24 years
yeah, apparently.
In the making. You know?
Hey, give us a call if you know what animal that is. You can win a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. During your song, I was looking at the kingsnake,
yes,
and
were.
I love the color.
Yeah,
the orange
snake.
And the white.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
he
snake.
Actually, he, she, how do you tell the difference between a male and a female?
Actually, I haven't sexed this one, so I don't know, but you have to probe them.
Is that like an alien thing?
Sort of, yeah. It's a little steel, thin steel rod. Now, there are generalizations. You can tell somewhat by tail.
That is,
tail
is very much like alien.
It is. You can generalize by tailed taper, and also you can...
wouldn't an alien know a difference between a male and a female to begin with?
Yeah, but you have to...
On the human species.
You can pop them sometimes. When they're babies, you can pop them. What you do is you get the hemipenises to come out. But the thing is if they come out, then you know you have a male. But if you don't, then you don't know. It might be a female that you just weren't able to quite get them to pop.
Is it on the bottom side?
Yeah. Cause see,
towards the tail?
Yeah, because snakes
well, it looks
snakes
like a big
have
tail.
Two.
What?
Snakes have two.
To what?
To reproductive organs.
Really?
Yes.
Could a snake be male, female together?
No. But I'm just saying they have two, you know, the males have two.
Well, guess one gets tired.
If you go to LostWorldReptiles.com and go to the photos, there's a photo gallery. We have a picture of, I think my wife underneath captioned it, in case you ever wondered how snakes, there's a picture of snakes mating.
Okay.
On there. And it's rated PG. It's not anything, you know.
Well, it's wild animals.
It's not.
I used to watch Mutual of Omaha. They used to show things like that.
Yeah, it's not animal porn of any kind. It's just, but it's a very big close up of exactly how it works.
Well, anyway, 818-818-6401.
You asked.
What were those animal creatures? What were they? Come on, it's not that hard. Come on, San Diego. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to hear from you guys. So you can pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, KCBQ, and of course KWRO out there in Coos Bay, Oregon, and also some of the newer ones out there, KBAR in Idaho. So Rupert, Idaho, pick up the phone, give us a call. What animals are they?
The Jerry Mathers didn't do it for him? I'm disappointed.
It depends on how old the audience is.
Well, but so. Really, I don't know. We watched the show in syndication. I wasn't even alive when the show was originally on, but the show was common on syndication. I don't know.
You'd think we have one in the studio, but
Jerry
I don't think we would. These are too wild.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyway, 818-818-6401.
I caught that.
Yeah, did you? I'm glad you did.
I caught that.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. So when a snake...
Yeah.
How old is the king snake that you bred in? A couple of weeks?
This one's probably about 6 weeks old.
6 weeks old?
Yeah.
So how old are they when you sex them?
I can do them now. They have them for small snakes. We just haven't, with all the hurricane stuff, we haven't gotten around to a lot of stuff.
Because I know it's hard in the bird species because you have to sex the birds too in order, like not all birds, but some birds, like parrots and so on and so forth, parakeets. Like you can't always tell by their coloring or whatever, and you do have to sex
them. You can't just flip them over like
it's the same thing with chicks, chicken chicks. And you have to sex those as well, because I purchased a couple of them here that I had, and then three of them ended up being roosters.
Which you're not allowed to have.
Right, and I had to give them away.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's hard. You can't tell by coloring all the time.
I think somebody's...
Yeah, Martin out in Utica, New York. We're going to see
New York.
Martin, what are those creatures that, you know, sound like this? Like Devin when he sees a snake. What do you think it is, Martin?
He's an ape.
An ape?
Ape, yeah.
Oh, Martin. You know, my dad used to hang up in Utica, New York, out where you're at. used to date, what's your face? The Musketeer.
Funicello,
who's
really?
From there. Yeah,
your dad?
Yeah, my dad dated Matt Funicello up in Utica once, a couple of
times. Yeah, she was a good girl.
Martin?
I never met so many stupid people in one day.
Martin, that means you were wrong. It's not an ape. So
it's not an ape.
Martin, I'll give you another shot.
Yeah, go ahead, Martin.
So think, Martin.
Jerry Mathers, Martin.
Yeah, think Jerry Mathers.
Jerry Mathers?
He's not a duck. And it's not Donald.
No, it's not Donald.
But you're kind of close. Ducks go in water and on land, but these guys build dams. So what do you think, Martin?
Go ahead, Martin. One more guess. You can do it.
A tarantula.
You've just committed a fatal error. There's nothing we can do for you.
Martin.
Nothing to do for me, huh?
I hope there's a gift underneath the tree for you this year. Because you might find coal.
Coal, yeah.
Thanks, Martin.
Very well done with the duck going, Martin.
Yeah,
very
not
well.
Bad.
Very good.
In the land of Disney.
Yeah.
That's where we do the show out of.
Can't give this away.
Florida.
Yeah.
Well, Martin, we gave you a shot, but thanks for the duck.
Yeah.
But it's not a duck, it's not a spider, and it's definitely not an ape.
Attention pet lovers.
try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Oberland AgriScience Incorporated, a Nova Scotia-based company, leveraging biology-fueled technology to set new standards in animal and soil health, has opened its 108,000 square feet commercial black soldier fly larva farm on the periphery of Halifax. Founded in 2017 by Greg Wenger, Oberlin is committed to utilizing modern innovations such as AI, robotics, predictive analysis, to elevate the power of black soldier fly larvae, delivering premium, nutritious, science-backed solutions for animal agriculture and soil health. The black soldier fly larvae are tremendous insects, capable of transforming almost any organic matter into valuable protein with almost unrivaled efficiency. The food waste challenge isn't going away, and the demand for high-quality protein continues to escalate. As we harness biology and cutting-edge technology to drive nutritional innovation, this delivers a natural, nutrient-dense solution. With a PhD in geology and environmental microbiology, plus 5 years at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, working on their optical organics mapper, Dr. Wenger has experience sweating the small stuff crucial for getting these from the lab bench through pilot scale into commercial scale. Supported by a team committed to producing a low-impact animal and soil nutrition solution, Oberlin has spent several years honing their innovative process from pilot to commercial scale. Collectively, we have a responsibility to do better, continues Wenger. Oberlin's mission is to enable truly circular economics and circular agriculture by transforming pre-consumer waste and food and beverage production byproducts into valuable resources for animals and soil. We're driving a transparent, sustainable, zero-waste approach that supports animal and soil nutrition while reducing our reliance on unsustainable inputs. As an active member of the North American Coalition for Insect Agriculture, Dr. Wenger is attending the group's annual general meeting this week in North Carolina, where he and the industry colleagues will collaborate to progress the insect agricultural industry and its future benefits. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Gino Sassani.
Here's a really big hint on that animal sound.
Oh, I remember this now.
Leave it to who?
Yeah, leave it. Jerry Mathers, that's who. And Hugh Beaumont played Dad.
You know what's really weird? It's kind of how the universe turns around. I was reading a story the other day about Jerry Mathers.
Yeah.
And they used to play baseball during their breaks when they were filming.
Okay.
And the one kid hit the baseball and it broke the windshield of a very expensive car.
Wow.
And I'm trying to remember who it belonged to. Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen. We should have known better than to park his car there at the baseball field.
It wasn't a baseball field.
Oh, okay.
And they were in the back lot.
Oh.
So it's kind of weird how all that goes around.
Yeah.
So that was the song, Leave It To... So who do we leave it to?
Yeah.
818-818-6401. Just call already.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
So just call, tell us what it is, win something. Or pass it on.
Pass it. There you go. Somebody can pass it.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So, snakes, you don't, like, what do you feed these guys when they're so small? Because you're a little guy down there. The king snake is not going to get a mouse in his...
No. He's eating hot pinks, we call them. They're basically newborn mouse pinkies.
I can't do it.
Basically, from as soon as they're born I feed him.
That little guy's going to shove a pinky in his mouth?
Well, a brand newborn one, yeah. And as he gets older, they get bigger till they get to fuzzies, and then finally mice, and then...
They're never going to get the fuzzies if you're giving them to the little guy down there.
Well, no, but when he starts eating fuzzies, then I let him grow to fuzzies.
So do you... Is it better to have a snake eat something that's alive?
Yeah.
Versus dead?
Yeah, it's a little bit better there, because then you're guaranteed that the animal's not going to... It's less chance of getting parasites, and it's also more healthy for the animal. Because when you, and I do free frozen thawed, and that's something in our industry we do, but the problem is you have to make sure it's thawed so perfectly, because a little bit of ice in there can hurt your snake. If the stuff that you save is too old, it could rot.
So what about when they eat the little pinky, or any kind of animal?
Yeah.
Like, what happens? Do they digest the bones, or do they
snakes do that out? No, snakes do that all the time. If you ever look at snake poop, there's a lot of the dust, the bone dust.
When's the last time you looked at snake poop?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So,
they're very efficient. They use everything. They use the fur, the bones. They get everything they need out of a whole animal. So yeah, but pinkies don't have much of bones though. I mean, you're talking about these little blind. Ooh, someone may have a guess.
Dwayne out in San Diego. Dwayne, what animal is that sound? Dwayne,
help us, Dwayne.
What do you think, Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Where you at, Dwayne?
Dwayne in San Diego?
Yes, Mira Mesa, San Diego.
Mesa, San Diego. What do you think that animal was?
That was beaver.
Yes, it was.
Thank
time.
Goodness. And you even got the clap. Mm. Well, the applause, I mean. So,
did you ever watch Leave It to Beaver?
Yeah, I did as a kid.
Yeah. How old are you? You sound young.
I'm actually in my 60s.
Get out!
There you go. But we saw the reruns in black and white.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's how I saw them. Yeah.
Wow, it doesn't sound like you're in your 60s, but good for you. What do you want to go with? Do you have cats? Do you have dogs? Do you read? What do you think?
What do you mean? What do I want to go to?
You get
a prize.
You get a prize. You get a dog book, a cat book, or you can go with a cat treats from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or the purr sticks. We have dog treats from Good Pets Foods. I have a harness for a 15-pound dog, or I have nail caps for a cat.
A dog book.
You got the dog book coming out to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Dwayne, and keep listening and spread the word there in San Diego. Mesa.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You too, Dwayne. Nice seeing you.
That's Dwayne out there in Mesa, San Diego. And by the way, as we say goodbye, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. Hats off to all the servicemen and women
Absolutely.
Out there. And this is what we used to hear when we were in the 60s.
Yes.
Dwayne, you remember this. And at the end, it would go...
Yeah.
That meant that everything was
everything
done.
Everything was over, yeah.
So, God bless America.
Yes.
Guests and callers, not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.